something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Maiduguri, off Dambor Road, opposite CBN Quarters, beside NNPC Depot, Maiduguri, Borno State, Nigeria. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m., and Fridays, 5 p.m. for prayer meetings. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0803-571-4362. Or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com. This is a continuation of the message, an inheritance for you.
Hallelujah. God wants you to be definite about your challenges. You've got to be very definite about your challenges. You've got to be definite about your needs. You've got to be definite. You know, I asked someone one time, she said, pray for me. I said, what do you want me to pray for? She said, all over my body. She said, I've got pains all over my body. Just pray, everything. I said, what exactly? Now, it's difficult for certain people to know. I know that sometimes there are people who've got pains all over their bodies, but there are those who just want you to just pray. So I said, well, just pray that God will, just pray for me. Just pray. Hallelujah. You know, people tell us to do all kinds of things. It's better for us to help them put their trust in God Almighty. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. So God wants us to learn something from this story here in the New Testament. First, I said, be clear, be definite about the problem. What is it? And tell the truth about it. All right? Define the problem. Understand it. Be definite. Then take the right instructions. See? Recognize the oil. Now that stands for the Holy Spirit. The oil stands for the Holy Spirit. So no matter what you have or what you don't have, the number one important asset you have in this world is the Holy Spirit. You know, the Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit is the deposit. Oh, you don't know that? Glory. Hallelujah. That's the deposit. You know, God has a great inheritance for us. And he tells us that the Holy Spirit is the first installment. The Holy Spirit is the first installment of our eternal heavenly inheritance. That's the first installment. You know, I like this. Here you are in business. You're selling something to somebody. And you tell him it's X amount of money. And then he says, well, I'm not going to pay you everything at once. But here's my first installment. Now, that means he's serious. Is that all right? Depending on how much he's put in there. So you say, well, he's serious. Now, God tells us that the Holy Spirit is the first installment of our eternal inheritance. Now, as long as you have the Holy Ghost in your life, your eternal inheritance is sure. You ought to know everything else is actually yours. It's proof positive. Whatever God's promised you in the Word of God belongs to you because you have the Holy Spirit, who is the first installment. Hallelujah. That's the first installment. Holy Spirit is. Glory to God. Book of Ephesians for a moment. Just want to read a few things to you. And while you have your hand in the book of Visions, the third chapter, let me begin reading to you from verse 6, I believe. It says here that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God, given unto me by the effectual working of his power, unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches. Hallelujah. The unsearchable riches. Unsearchable riches. I want you to mark that. The unsearchable riches. Then go down to verse 14. You're looking at unsearchable riches. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he will grant you according to the riches of his glory, the riches of his glory, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which surpasses. Notice that. The love of Christ which surpasses what? Knowledge. You're looking at immeasurable glory in Christ Jesus. Immeasurable. It's beyond description. Now, look at something here in the next verse. Verse 20. Now, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly. He's able to do what? Exceeding. That means beyond. Abundantly above, beyond abundantly above. Hallelujah. Exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. He is able to do more than we can think with our whole mind. Hallelujah. According to the power, notice, oh glory, thank you, Lord Jesus. According to the power, not that worketh in heaven, but that worketh in us. That's the power of the Holy Ghost. Talking about the first installment here, this spirit that we have received. He says God is able to do abundantly, exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. This power works in us. The power with which God will produce for you, exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or think. The power with which God can do that for you is inside you. Oh, glory. Hey! Are you in this place? Do you know we're going somewhere? Now look at this. The prophet said, shut yourself in and then pour into those vessels. Now, we have the Holy Spirit and we understand that that's what we really have as our greatest asset, the Holy Spirit. So what? Here, I got a problem. Now, you don't even have to wait till you have a problem. Without a problem, you can be on tops. What do? You shut yourself in. What are the vessels? The vessels are the conveyors. What do you mean? The instruments of your business. The instruments. You've got to get this. You've got to get this. These are the instruments of your business. Do you understand? Hallelujah. If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul.
I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life from this day. I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled, Now That You Are Born Again. It will help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
If you'd like us to pray with you or share your testimony, please call us on 0803-571-4362 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com.
You know, being in Christ's embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ's embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then his vision becomes real, not only to you, but he makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Maiduguri, off Dambo Road, opposite CBN Quarters, beside NNPC Depot, Maiduguri, Borno State, Nigeria. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m., and Fridays, 5 p.m. for prayer meetings. Thank you for joining us today. This message is titled, An Inheritance for You. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.loveoldradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.